Son, the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Glory be to the God, to the Father and the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. I'd like to start by thanking my fathers, Abuna Shnuda and Abuna Marcos, for the invitation. It's a true blessing to be here among you today, to be among my fathers, among you, and to be in a church with the name of Virgin Mary during her fast. And get the blessing of the Ashayas. It's really a big blessing for me that I don't deserve. The subject or the topic of discussion today that was chosen by the fathers, it's really interesting. I was just telling Abuna Shnuda, before I start, I was telling him that I had the opportunity to learn from the topic today, from preparing it. Today we're going to meditate and we're going to understand the second part of the Wednesday's Teotokia. هنتأمل في القطعة الثانية بتاعة التوتوكية الأربع. هي القطعة عبارة عن ثلاث أجزاء والمرض. المرض يعني كل قطعة في التوتوكية بيبقى فيها نفس الآخر جزء بيتكرر. فالمرض في التوتوكية اللي هي تهية التوتوكية الأربع تطلع الأب من السماء. ده هننظر له في الآخر. فهنبدأ من قطعة قطعة. We're going to start with the first part of the second part of the Wednesday Teotokia. And it says, they spoke of you with honor, O city of God, for you are the dwelling place of all the joyful. تكلموا بكرامات من أجلك مدينة الله لأنك صرت لنا فرح لجميع الساكنين فيك. لأنك أنت مسكن جميع الفرحين. فهنقسمها حتة حتة. They spoke of you with honor, and indeed Virgin Mary, they always speak of her with great honor. So whether it be the heavenly, the angels, the Archangel Gabriel, or the prophets, the apostles, the fathers of the church, and all the people along until this generation, until now, we're always speaking about Virgin Mary with great honor. And then it says, they spoke of you with honor, O city of God. So what's the city of God? City of God, it's known as Jerusalem. مدينة الله المعروف بها المعنى الحرفي أورشليم. أو also known that the city of the great king. So in the biblical reference, it is Jerusalem, the city where the glory of God was revealed in the temple. كان في أورشليم كان هيكل الله وكان مجد الله بيتراءى هناك. And usually the city where the king lives, it's a city with high walls, tall towers, lots of nourishments, usually a source of water, source of food, and it's always secured because they need to secure the king. So it's a place, a very peaceful place to live in. And this is exactly why we call Virgin Mary the city of God, because God dwelt in her. Just like he dwelt in the temple in Jerusalem, he dwelt in Virgin Mary. And she is rich with many virtues. So in Psalm 48, it says, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God and his holy mountain. Beautiful in elevation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is in her palaces. He is known as her refuge. عظيم هو الرب وحميد جدا في مدينة إلهنا جبل قدسه. جميل الارتفاع فرح كل الأرض. جبل سهيون فرح أقاصي الشمال مدينة الملك العظيم الله في قصورها يعرف ملجأ. So now we understood the first, they spoke of you with honor. So as we said, Everybody spoke with the honor, the prophets, the angel, the archangel, the apostles, the disciples, the father, the church fathers, all the people until this generation. We spoke about city of God, which was known as Jerusalem, because God dwelt in the temple in Jerusalem. And Virgin Mary is known as the city of God also because God dwelt in her womb. For you are the dwelling place of all joyful. So if you live in a city where God is, the city of the King, where the King provides safety, nourishment, food, security for all the citizens of the city. So if you live in such a city, would you be joyful or not? I think everybody in that city would be very joyful. There is no problems. You're always secured. You always have food. You have no problems whatsoever. So same with Virgin Mary. She is the city of God, where God the Logos dwelt and took flesh from her. God is our refuge. He is our provider. He is our healer from all our sins, and He gave us salvation and redeemed us. So therefore, we're all joyful. Virgin Mary is the city of God, and she is the dwelling of all the joyful, because she got to us the Savior of all the world, who brought joy to all people. العذراء أم النور هي فرح جميع الأجيال. هي مسكن جميع الفرحين لأنها هي جابت لنا الله الكلمة. هي جابت لنا الخلاص. فأحنا كلنا عايشين في الفرح ده هو. And just like the angel announced to the shepherd, do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. الملاك لما بشر الرعاة قال لهم لا تخافوا فها أنا أبشركم بفرح عظيم يكون لجميع الشعب أنه ولد لكم اليوم في مدينة داود مخلص هو المسيح الرب. فأحنا فرحنا بخلاصنا من المسيح الرب. فكده احنا فهمنا ان ازاي تكلموا بكرامات من اجلك يا مدينة الله لانك مسكن جميع الفرحين. فهل يا ترى دلوقتي لما لقينا مدينة الله المكان الفرح، هل احنا عايزين نكون citizens بتوع do we want to be citizens of this city of God or not? Because not everyone is a citizen of the city of God. Only those that chose, and only those whom the Lord is great and exceedingly worthy of praise. The الناس اللي بتسبح ربنا، الناس اللي اختارته، الناس اللي سلكت ومشي في طريقه، هم دول اللي نقدر نقول عليهم السيتيزن أو مواطنين مدينة الله. فهل أنا بجد عايز أبقى عايش في مدينة الله الأورشليم السمائية؟ هل أنا عيني على الأبدية بتاعتي؟ هل أنا عيني إن أنا الهدفي؟ أنا عارف إن دي بلدي و that's my citizen. Do I really understand that my citizenship is from eternal Jerusalem, heavenly Jerusalem, or am I not focused on that? Do I think my citizenship is here on earth? I will never be joyful. But if I focus where my citizenship is, in heaven, then I'll have that joy. Do I focus on my spiritual life, repenting, getting closer to God, and taking heaven as my home and aiming to get back to it? Or am I focused to have that salvation or not? فدي الربع دهوت يفكرنا ان احنا مش مواطنين في الارض، احنا مواطنين من ايه؟ من أورشليم السمائية اللي هي السماء. فنبص كده للعذراء كل ما نبص لها نفتكر ونقول لها يا مدينة الله لأنك صرتي مسكن جميع الفرحين. الربع الثاني the second part it says all the kings of the earth walk in your light and the nations in your brightness O Mary the mother of God. كل ملوك الأرض يسيرون في نورك والأمم في ضيائك يا مريم أم الله. So we read from Isaiah chapter 60. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. But the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. The Gentiles shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. قومي استنيري دي من أشعياء إصحاح 60. قومي استنيري لأنه قد جاء نورك ومجد الرب أشرق عليك، لأنه ها هي الظلمة تغطي الأرض والظلام الدامس الأمم، أما عليك فيشرق الرب ومجده عليك يرى، فتسير الأمم في نورك والملوك في ضياء إشراقك. أجين هي دي، لأن كل ملوك الأرض يسيرون في نورك، دي من النبوة من أشعياء 60، والأمم في ضيائك يا مريم أم الله. علشان ده ما اتفقنا إن العذراء أم النور هي مدينة الله، وإن الكلمة تجسد وأخذ جسد منها، فالله شاع بنوره علينا، هو النور. فعلشان كده بنسمي العذراء، بنقول عليها إيه؟ أم النور، صح؟ The mother of true light. This is what we call Virgin Mary. So all nations and all the kings of the earth would come to her to look in the light and brightness of Christ. This is why baptism is known as the sacrament of enlightenment. سر المعمودية مشهور بإيه؟ بسر الاستنارة، صح؟ عشان بناخد نور المسيح. Am I walking in the light of Christ? Am I approaching and getting closer to the true light? فهل يا ترى أنا ماشي في نور الله؟ هل أنا بقرب لنور ربنا ولا لا؟ تخيلوا كده لو الكنيسة دي كلها الشبابيك كله مقفل مغطينها وما فيش نور، وقفلنا النور كله وفضينا الشرية هنا. الشرية بعد ما خلصت الفحم بيبقى عامل تراب وفضيناها هنا. لو انتوا قافلين كل النور وقافلين كل الشبابيك وكل حاجة وانا دخلت الكنيسة، هل هقول لكم في هنا فحم في الارض مش نظيفة؟ هدخل اقول الله الكنيسة زي الفل، صح؟ مظبوط. If we put some dust here or ashes and we shut off all the lights and we block all the windows, would I ever see that there is ashes or dust or anything here? I'll enter the church, I'll say it's perfectly clean. بعد كده لو جه شماس كده صغير ولع شمعة وقرب كده شوية، هبدأ أشوف إيه؟ في شوية عفر، صح؟ فهبدأ أقول إيه؟ تعال حبيبي اكنس في هنا شوية عفر. بعد كده جه بقى الشماس الأكبر راح منور نور النجفة، هبدأ أشوف إيه؟ ده الموضوع أكبر من شوية عفر، ده في حاجات أكتر. فتحت الشبابيك ودخلت النور، هبدأ أقول لا ده فيه، خلوا بالكم، صح؟ This is exactly our spiritual life. The more we get closer to the true light, which is God, the more we start by seeing إيه؟ ده في حاجات هنا محتاجة تتنظف. فأرجع أقعد مع أبي اعترافي، بعد كده أقرب تاني للنور، أبدأ أقول لا ده أنا بقول كلام ما يصحش يتقال، رح رايح أعترف. أقرب أكتر للنور، أقول لا التصرف ده ما يلقش بيا كأبناء النور، أروح رايح أعترف. أقرب أكتر، فكل ما بقرب عمال بكتشف وبنضف. فعلشان كده لما بيقول في الربع يسيرون كل الأمم كل الأرض ملوك الأرض يسيرون في نورك والأمم في ضيائك يا مريم أم الله. النور الحقيقي اللي هي حملته، صح؟ فهي مدينة الله اللي مدينة النور. فعشان كده كل ما بنقرب للمسيح بنبدأ ننضف، بنبدأ نقول، لغاية ما بنوصل لمرحلة بنبدأ نكره الخطية لأن النور ملانا، نبقى أبناء النور. The third part, every generation calls you blessed and we also worship him to whom you gave birth and we exalt him. تطوبك جميع الأجيال ونحن نسجد للذي ولدتيه ونزيده علوا. So every generation calls you blessed. This is based on Luke 1:48, when Virgin Mary said, "For behold, henceforth all generation will call me blessed." So Virgin Mary didn't say this out of arrogance or anything, but she understood the honor that she's gonna take, and this is why she understood that it's the blessing of the honor that she's gonna be be having it. And she was full of humility because after that she said, "For he has regarded the lowly state of his maidservant." So she wasn't arrogant or anything, but she's saying she understood the honor and what she's going to be going to. She knew that all the generations would glorify her birth and would call her blessed. And this is exactly what's happening in the church now. Virgin Mary is blessed and glorified in the church through all generations. A full month in the Coptic year is dedicated for what Kia praises. And most of, or all of it, is what we're praising Virgin Mary and her conceiving and her birth. On the 21st of each month, so that's a day in every month, we commemorate Virgin Mary. 2 weeks of the a year, we fast for Virgin Mary. We have different feasts in the year. We have many monasteries and many churches are consecrated after her name, like the church we're in now. We have many girls that are called Mary, Mariam, or one of a name referring to Saint Mary. But the church is teaching us to put all those things in perspective. So as we exalt and we glorify Saint Mary because she conceived Christ in her womb. So she is the mother of God. And God took flesh from her. But we always worship and glorify Christ our God, who came and saved us from our sins by his own will because he loves us. So احنا بنمدح في العذراء دايما بس دايما بتلاقوا دايما المديحة او حاجة بتريفير لربنا في كل حاجة. عشان كده حتى تلاقوا ايقونات الايكونز in the church of Virgin Mary, it's never drawn alone without Christ. يعني لو بصيتوا على الايقونة هتلاقوا دايما الايقونة العذراء والسيد المسيح. صح؟ ليه؟ لان الكنيسة بتحط نظرنا انه احنا بنمجد العذراء ونطوبها بس بنسجد للمسيح اللي هي حملته. فتطوبك جميع الاجيال ونحن نسجد للذي ولدتيه ونزيد علوا. فده بالظبط ده ما بقول لكم. علشان كده بتلاقوا دايما مفيش ايقونه في الكنيسه من غير السيد المسيح. للعذراء يعني من غير السيد المسيح. اخر the last portion, that's the refrain, that's what's repeated with every part of the Wednesday Theotokia. The Father looked from heaven and found no one like you. He sent his only begotten who came and took flesh from you. تطلع الآب من السماء فلم يجد من يشبهك أرسل وحيده أتى وتجسد منك. It's very deep and it has lots of theology in it. So the Father looked from heaven. We have to understand that God is above time and you cannot limit him in a place. So it means when we say the Father looked, it means it's above, he's higher than the time and any physical places. So when he looks, he doesn't look at an instant place and an instant time. So for example, when I look, let's say I need to choose a deacon to help me. Okay, I'm going to look around. Okay, I see in this church at this time, 12, 15 deacons. I'm going to choose one and that's it. But this is my look because I'm limited by time, limited by the physical space. God is not limited by time and he's not limited by physical space. So when he looks throughout the years, throughout all generations, and he looks everywhere. So it's not a sudden physical inspection, as I said. So God is watching the human race. He's searching for the sacred vessel and the perfectly pure heart worthy of the divine incarnation. ربنا كان بيدور على الإناء المختار علشان التجسد الإلهي. And when we say, as we discussed, God is searching, he's not limited by time, not limited by the physical place, and he found no one like you. So it means there wasn't before, and there will never come after her. She's the best one that God had found. So, and we all understand, and we all know, if we start talking about the virtues of Saint Mary, we're never going to finish in this Nahda or in this fast or in this year, because she's full of virtues. العذراء مليانة بفضائل. فاحنا لو قعدنا نتكلم على فضائل العذراء مش هنخلص في النهضة دهية. So ده يدل ان ربنا لما تطلع العذراء كانت احسن واحدة ما فيش قبلها ولا بعدها. He sent his only begotten who came and took flesh from you. أرسل وحيده أتى وتجسد منك. This is the plan, and this like this sentence highlights the plan of salvation. In John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. هكذا أحب الله العالم حتى بذل ابنه الوحيد لكي لا يهلك كل من يؤمن به. So it's of his own will and the pleasure of his father and the Holy Spirit, he came and saved us. دي المرد بتاع سوتوكيت الثلاث. لأنه بإرادته ومسرة أبيه والروح القدس أتى وخلصنا. So God really wants our salvation. He wants us to be saved. Because sometimes people, they say, oh, it's very hard to get to heaven. Oh, it's impossible to get to heaven. God is really making it hard for us. But this is not true. This is not true. In Luke chapter 12, Christ said, do not fear, little flock, for it's your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. ربنا نفسه لوقا 12 قال لنا لا تخف أيها القطيع الصغير فإن أباكم قد سر أن يعطيكم الملكوت. يعني دي مسرته. يعني هو مش جاي يضيق علينا. هو مش جاي يحطنا في امتحان مش هنقدر ننجحه. هو مش جاي يخرب علينا عشتنا علشان ما نعرفش نوصل للسماء. Not at all. ده هو عايز. ده هو دي مسراته. دي مشيئته. دي شغله الشاغل. ان احنا نرجع ونخلص ونعيش معاه في حياة أبدية في السماء. فياريت ان احنا نبدأ نستغل بقية الفترة من الصيام وتبقى دايما محور تأملنا على فضائل العذراء طهارتها ازاي هي اصبحت هيكل الله وان الله ساكن فيها. فهل انا اقدر برضو بطهارة اقدر اصبح هيكل الله والله يسكن فيا؟ هل اقدر اجي دايما واخد جسده واقول له اثبت فيا وانا فيك؟ Can we always look and meditate about the virtues of Saint Mary, her purity, how she became a temple of God, how God dwelt in her? And can we also look for our purity and we learn from the virtues of Saint Mary and we come and we partake of the communion of his true body and his true blood and we tell him, abide in me and I in you? May we always learn to meditate and understand the depth of our hymns and praises, understanding that the deep theology in our hymns, that it would be the wings for us to soar up to heaven and praise God. ربنا يجعلنا دايما ناخد الفرصة ان احنا نتأمل ونفهم وندرس عمق الحنة في كنيستنا الأرثوذكسية عشان نقدر نفهم عقيدتنا وندخل للعمق ونقدر تبقى التسبيح والألحان مش مجرد حاجة حفظناها وقلناها، إنما تبقى هي الجناح اللي هياخدنا ويرفعنا ونوصل بيه للسماء. ولإلهنا المجد الدائم أبدين أمين. Amen.
Son mi parte, no sé. ثلاث بنات مباركة ويملك كنيسة